When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Allison.
And I'm Taylor.
And together, we're the Anxiety Chicks.
Each week, we will dive deep into a different topic about anxiety and the real-life experiences we all go through,
while giving you all the top tools and tips you need for your journey to recovery.
Our degrees may say therapist and dietitian, but together, we are just real chicks on our own healing journeys, too.
Join us as we take you from panic to power and reduce the stigma of mental health. Remember, you're never alone, and we're all in this together.
Hi, healers. It's Allison here. So I want to tell you a little bit more about how Taylor and I got started with our podcast. And the platform we've been using, which is Anchor, has been so user-friendly and so amazing. I just want to tell anyone else out there that is thinking about starting a podcast, Anchor is the way to go. First of all, it's completely free. So, hello. Second of all, there's so many creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. It's crazy. I'm recording this right from my phone, and it literally just looks like the record button on your videos or your Instagram. So it really is such a user-friendly platform. And the coolest thing is you can add any song from Spotify directly to your episodes too. And the possibilities are seriously endless for what you can create, whether it's music analysis, your own radio show, or something the world's never even seen before. Anchor also distributes your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and so many other platforms. And you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. So it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. And like I said, it's so user-friendly. I recommend Anchor. Go to anchor.fm to get started, or the Anchor app. See you later, healers.
Hi, healers. Allison here. So I want to talk to y'all a little bit about one of our new sponsors, BetterHelp. I'm so excited to tell you about this online counseling platform because as a licensed therapist, I'm a huge advocate of mental health awareness and truly believe in providing affordable counseling services to anyone, anywhere. Let's face it, there's so many areas in the United States and around the world that can make it so difficult to find affordable counseling. And especially if you live in a more rural area, it can be really hard to find a counselor, which is why I love this online platform. BetterHelp is an online mental health healing platform that provides online counseling and matches you with your own licensed professional therapist. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's a professional counseling service done securely online and is available worldwide. What's even better is that there are a number of different licensed counselors who specialize in all different areas of mental health. BetterHelp makes it so easy to log onto your account at any time and contact your therapist directly. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses and can schedule as many weekly video or phone sessions as you would like. As a therapist, I know that it's not always possible to find the right therapist for your needs, especially the very first time. So BetterHelp has actually made it so easy to facilitate great therapeutic matches. And if you don't find a connection with your first counselor, there's absolutely no charge to change counselors if you ever need to. How amazing is that? And if you find that you're struggling financially, they also have financial aid available. So we have a special offer for all Anxiety Chick listeners today. Sign up now and receive 10% off your first month. Just visit BetterHelp.com/TheAnxietyChicks. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, /TheAnxietyChicks, and join over 50 500,000 people who are taking charge of healing their mental health with an experienced counselor today. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Anxiety Chicks podcast. I'm Allison Sepinera.
And I'm Taylor.
Taylor's back.
I get a song.
I think everyone missed you so much. I mean, listen, doing an episode by myself was very interesting. I was like, is anyone even going to want to listen to those? I have no idea, but okay.
I bet they did.
But listen, girl, how are you? How are you doing?
Do I sound clear?
Sound clear to me, yeah.
Okay, perfect. My like waves on the Zencastr thing don't look as big as yours. And I'm like, I hope I'm coming through clear.
Oh, no. Do you want to take a deep breath first?
I don't think I need a deep breath. It's just more of like, I don't even know how to explain it at this point. I mean, like, people who have been following me since I got engaged last. So if you're new here, you follow Allison and you just listen through our podcast from Allison. I got engaged December 2019. So it's kind of funny because I got engaged in December 2019 and I'm getting married in March 2021. So we just like skipped over.
Right. Yeah.
But we've only been engaged for a year, but it's just crazy how it worked out like that. You know, it's like, yeah, it's weird.
I mean, there was just like this little thing called a pandemic, but I mean, like, you know.
So yeah, let me like touch on that. So wait, first let me back up. If you're anything like me, you'll really relate to this. Like, me getting married was so hard. Like, just getting engaged. Like, I kept putting it off. Like, me and my fiance have been together. Oh, I'm sorry. My fiance and I have been together for almost 7 years now. And like, I always knew I'd marry him, but just like the concept of getting married just made me feel scared and sad. I didn't have like all the feelings like normal girls have. Like, it just wasn't, it was different for me. It was like a feeling of like almost like losing my parents or like my family in a sense. It was like, it just made me so sad. I remember on the night I got engaged, like I was crying, and I remember looking at my mom being like, is dad sad? And like, that's all I cared about, because like, I just like, I don't know. It's just, it was really hard for me like to accept that, like, but like the retrospective things is like, nothing changes. Like, I still have my family, you know, like, it's just a label. Like, you're engaged. Like, nothing in my life has changed.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to – getting married and, like, all of that. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's, like, it's the thought of, like, getting older and crossing off things. You're, like, what's left? Like, the, like, you know?
Totally, yes. Yeah.
And, like, I even went down a rabbit hole of, like, oh, my gosh, what am I going to be like when I have kids? And, like, crossing that off. Like, what is after that? Like, oh, I can get like spiral if I really think about it. But so yeah, that's where we started off in December with like me already, like, and there was no pandemic then.
Can I just say though, that like, I am so with you on, and even being older and never been married. I mean, I can honestly say as a child, I was not the little girl playing dress up and pretending I was walking down the aisle. I mean, I played with G.I. Joes, let's be honest. And I liked Barbies, but I also never was looking through bridal magazines and imagining what my wedding would look like. I just wasn't that person. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I think I had a lot of the same as you had, right? Of, you know, does that mean that I don't have my family anymore? And wow, that's just, you know, that's what comes after that. Kids come after that. And then what comes after that? It's almost like, what do you have to look forward to once all of that happens?
Oh yeah. Like, I could really get just depressed about it. And like, it's not that I'm depressed about it. Like, he's awesome. And like, I've had to like really like show myself, like, don't remove things from your life out of fear. You know, like, I could easily just like remove him out of my life because I don't want to deal with it. And I could go live with my parents for the rest of my life. But at some point in my life, like, it's inevitable. My parents will be leaving this earth.
Yeah.
And right, what do I, you know, like, if I just, if I just spit every single second with them, because I'm super literal too. I remember someone being like, talking about like losing their parents. And they were like, if I could go back and do anything, I would spend every second I could with my parents. And here I am like, let me spend every second I can, because you know what I mean? Like, it's like, I don't want to ever look back and be like, I wish. But sometimes, you know, you can take that too literal. And I think just like the thought of like, you lose that security you have from your parents, that like, you're the parent now, you know, like you're the head of the house. Like, it's just like, I don't know. It just, it wasn't, like you said, I wasn't that girl planning my wedding when I was a kid. Don't get me wrong. Like, I love putting events together. Like, I love decorating. I love, like, that's where I thrive. And that's kind of what's keeping me going through all this. But yeah, like trying on wedding dresses, like I felt sad. I felt like, what, like, I don't know. It's just, it's letting go of like my childhood, in a sense. Like, I don't know if that makes sense.
That's what I was just going to say. It's letting go.
Letting go. Allowing, right? Change.
Allowing change. Letting go. You know, for people that, you know, get married, but they haven't ever lived with their partner yet, right? It's that change, you know, living with someone.
Yeah. I'm like so glad I moved out before the wedding, because I think if all of that happened during the, like after the wedding, it was hard.
Moved out from where? Your parents or him?
Yeah.
Oh, right. You live with your fiance, don't you?
Yes. We have a house. So we got engaged and then we bought a house, and I'm so glad that we did that. And I did that, because I was in the beginning, like, you know, you just want to be like a good daughter. I didn't want to, like, you know, your parents, it's normal, like you get married and then you move in together, you know, like that's like kind of like what you're like taught to do. But you know, with my case, it was better I did that, because that was hard. And imagine like having your wedding and then like, then after that day you're living in this new place. You know what I mean? Like, it was just, I think I would have been a mess. So I've gotten to get accustomed to this during our engagement. And so then now it's just the wedding. So now it's like, okay, like I've already been away from like my parents, and like my parents are the type of people that like, if I told them I wanted to live with them until I'm 67, they would.
Oh my gosh, me too.
my dad was literally like, I mean, I could build a casita in the back. And I'm like, Dad, like, oh my gosh, like, stop. Like, I'll try and people please and say yes to that. Like, we can't have that.
Yeah.
So I remember like my parents' neighbors were like, so like, when are you ever like going to like live with your fiance? And I was just like, I don't know. Like, I don't know how to move out. But, and it's weird because like in college, I didn't live with them. Like it was the concept of like that. Like, I feel like in college, it's like what you have to do. And I was obeying my parents by going to college and being there. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was different.
Right. Oh gosh, totally. I think my parents would 100% also say live with me forever. Now, I come from an Italian family, and families, you know, large Italian families, if you're listening and you're Italian, you know, families could live together forever if they wanted. But, you know, I just think that there is a time when, you know, you meet someone and they sort of become your family now, you know, and it's hard to wrap your mind around that sometimes. But it sounds like you're really getting to a point where you're ready for that and you're excited about it.
I mean, yes. Like, it's so hard to explain, Allison. Like, I have my days where, like, and sometimes when, like, things just go wrong, like, my fiance, he's so nice. Like, he's really nice. Like, he'd be there for me, but I just want my mom and dad. Like, it's just comfort to me.
Of course. So it's
like
a totally different relationship, too. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just, like, I'm so thankful. People are probably going to think I'm insane, but they live 2 miles away, so we're good. I didn't move too far. But you know, if that's what makes me happy, and the older I've gotten, like, I realized, like, when I was young and like in high school, like, my mom was my punching bag. Like, I cared so much about the external things of the world that like I didn't really cherish time with them. And I wonder sometimes if I am backtracking because I have like, I miss those times where like, why was I so mean to my mom? Like, why didn't I like see how much my parents like cared about me? Like, why, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, I don't know if I'm like subconsciously making up for lost time, but like I had a lot of regret. I for sure did. Like when I got hit with a debilitating panic disorder, I remember being like, in the end of things, the only people who truly care about you and will always have your back are your family. And I was like, and I cared so much more about my friends and like the external things of life that don't matter, that I just always knew they'd always be there. So it was so easy to treat them bad. And right. So I had just a lot of, I remember having a lot of regret about that and being like, my parents are like always going to be there for me and they accept me for all I am. And, and you'll find friends like that too. But like, I just, at that point, I didn't have anyone who I felt like truly cared about my well-being. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, obviously like my fiance boyfriend at the time
did. But it's hard. It's honestly hard. Sometimes it takes a lifetime. Sometimes people don't ever find people like that. And it's
right.
And it can,
I struggle with that. I struggle with, maybe it's like allowing someone to be that friend too, because I feel like it's like, I don't know how to get to that place with them. Like granted, like telling my friends and like them following me on my Instagram has definitely like shared more about me than I vocalize, you know, and like they'll like say stuff to me or like be like, I love what you do. And I get like so red and I'm just like, ah,
it probably teaches them too. I mean, imagine like just look at your page and how educational it is for people that don't know you, right? And imagine how much education you're providing for the people. Maybe they didn't know a lot about anxiety in general, you know? So,
right. And like this last weekend, going back to my story of like, I got engaged in December, booked my venue. So life is actually crazy. I booked my venue and we bought a house literally, guys, weeks before this pandemic. It was like, we moved into this house the first week of the pandemic. And I remember being like, because my fiance was like going to work and I was like, oh my gosh, he's around people. Like he's going to bring the COVID. I need to stay at home with my safe parents.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Anyway, so that was a lot. And then, we had already booked the venue like 2 weeks before that. So we're in this pandemic and like, you know, we're all thinking, oh, it'll be fine. Right. Like I was like, my wedding's a year away.
And then we'll be good to go after 2 weeks. Okay.
My wedding. Yeah. Stay home for 2 weeks, guys. What was the saying? Right. Beat the curve. Remember they were like, the news was saying like,
right. The curve.
Flatten the curve. Flatten the curve.
Flatten the curve.
Where's that? So I remember, being like, so during this time we were like planning my bachelorette party, which like I wasn't a big fan of like having a bachelorette party in the beginning because I don't drink and I don't, you know, it's not my thing.
Okay.
And my bridal shower, I remember we were planning all that. And like, don't like people celebrating me. I don't like being the center of attention. It's just how I've always been. Like, I'd rather celebrate you.
Meaning I'm the same way.
I would rather celebrate anyone any day. I don't want anyone feeling obligated to do anything for me. That's just how I am. And remember we were like, yeah, this will all be gone, right? Like I was like, oh, my wedding's a year away. Like we'll be great. So my bachelorette was actually supposed to be November, literally the weekend of the election in Los Angeles.
Oh my gosh. That would have been kind of fun, but
No, Allison, are you kidding? Everything was boarded up. I remember, I'm so thankful. I had this like feeling probably because the pandemic was bad, but I remember in like the end of August being like, guys, we need to cancel. Like it's not happening. And then I remember the weekend that it was supposed to be, I was on TikTok and someone was like filming downtown LA and it was like boarded up and like,
oh yeah.
I was like, praise the Lord that I am not there right now because I would have been in a panic.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine me in the middle of a riot. I'm like just trying to have dinner and like I'm in a riot. And I'm like, this is – first of all, this pandemic is someone with health anxieties, living nightmare in general, and then you throw in riots, and I am just, no. So thankful we canceled that. So we were like, okay, we'll move our California trip to February. By February, this should all be fine. Right.
Right. That's where we were, right? It's like 2 weeks. Okay. Now just through the summer. Okay. Now just a little longer. Okay. Here we are.
Okay. Here's like a couple new variants and So we moved it to February, and then in December, I was like, we got to cancel this. Like, I'm not flying to California. It is literally a hot zone. Like, I'm not doing it. So I wanted to cancel the whole thing. And my maid of honor was like, no, you are not allowed to cancel the whole thing. Like, Taylor, stop. Because, you know, I get in the headspace of like, I don't want anything. Like, I don't even like cancel it.
Yeah.
I feel like I was already putting people through a lot by having to like rearrange their plans. So I was just like, please, like, can we just cancel it? And she was like, no. And I was like, okay, well, let's do something local. So we went to Austin, which was still like so much for me mentally, because I'm like, yeah, like my friends have all been like staying safe. But it's just like, when's the last time I've socialized?
Well, also, wait, how far is Austin from where you are?
Like 3 hours. Okay. We drove.
Okay, okay. But Austin is like a pretty big city, right?
Yeah, so is Dallas.
Okay.
Dallas is bigger,
okay. Would this be the first time that you were going to be like around a large group of people? Like, is there a lot of girls that went?
Yeah, there was 10 of us. Yeah.
Right.
Yes, it was the first time I've done anything besides besides my maid of honor's wedding. Okay, remember in September, it was like, it was kind of like, this is a joke.
What do you mean?
Not a joke. I mean, like, it was like, oh, this isn't like affecting people like we thought. Oh, remember it was like going down?
Oh, yeah, because it was warm out and everybody was like outside. Right. Yes, yes.
Yeah. And I remember like feeling 100% calm flying to her wedding, and it went great, and no one got COVID at the wedding.
Yeah.
And then what, December? I would say things went downhill like December 5th. I remember being like, there was this like huge spike.
Yeah.
And like, it was just like, the heck? Worst it's been since March. Remember they said that?
Yes. But they basically predicted that because everything was inside again. But still, yes, you can't really prepare for what it's going to be. I mean,
right. So my maid of honor and I, we spent like a good amount of time. So at this point, we had planned 2 bachelorettes already. And then we were like, okay, let's just do something local. And then we were like, how do we we follow the guidelines and doing something safe? So we like really, really used our minds, and we did like a backyard picnic, and like, it was awesome. Like the things we planned and how we did it. Like, we made it work. We did this like bike peddler thing, which like I wrote all about it for any other brides who are like having to cancel their things and need like, they want to still do something. So like the peddler, it was just us. And then like this brunch in Austin, they have like this outdoor heated patio, and it's just you, because they do it just for bachelorette parties. And like, everyone's really trying to like still celebrate brides, which I think is so kind.
Well, I was just going to ask
scary
you,
for me.
Yeah. I was just going to ask you though, what was the temperature there?
Sunny and 75.
Yeah. So, I mean, honestly, perfect. You can't do any of those things right now here. It's literally 20 degrees in Philly. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Like we can't really drive to go somewhere sunny. So like, I'm curious, because I wonder if any listeners are struggling with that aspect, that are in the same boat as you, trying to figure out like bachelorettes, but they live in like the Northeast because it's freezing. Like, I don't know what people do. I mean, you can drive, I guess, like 8 hours away and get to South Carolina. And I think it's at least like the 60s.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It's at least like the 60s. Yeah. So maybe like,
well, I know a lot. I know when we went to Austin, they were like, we are seeing so many people come in for bachelor and bachelorette parties, because it's like Florida and Austin, Texas right now.
Totally.
Are like the places that have things and are trying to accommodate.
But that's awesome.
I know, they really, really tried to accommodate, and like, they were really, really sweet about everything. And like, all my friends, like, they know my anxiety, and like, they know like how I feel. And like before the trip, everyone was pretty safe, but you know, it's like, what's pretty safe, you know? And then I'm like, it's just a lot. And it's kind of been a time where I've had to like, be like, this is my reality and like I am having a wedding. It can't be canceled. And if someone messages me and says, just cancel your wedding, it can't. The amount of money we spent that we can't get back because those are businesses too. And the other thing is we don't know what life's going to be like in a year.
Right, exactly.
So this could still be the same thing in a year. I know a girl who canceled her wedding in March, and here she is where it's worse. And she's having to have her wedding now. And it's like they waited a whole year where they could have – like I'm ready to like start a family. I don't want to wait a year, another year, and then we're like just now getting married in a year. You know what I mean? Like it's like – I feel so bad for people who are, I know a girl who had her wedding planned in Hawaii. And of course that's like, yeah, like, so she has it, she's there having it in 2022.
I mean, listen, to each his own. I mean, if they can do that, they can do it, whatever. But still, yeah, it's almost like at this point, I feel like if you are just not living your life, because you're thinking, you know, down the, you know, couple months, it'll be okay. Like that's.
Unless you
physically can, especially like I was saying, if you live on the East, if it's snowy and cold or something, you can't technically do it, then you might need to, you know. Actually, I had a question for you. Did anyone get tested for COVID before you guys got together?
No.
Did anyone like get tested? Like, were you thinking of getting tested when you got back or anything? Were you nervous or?
I kind of was like, hey, like, does everyone want to get tested before? And like, I mean, I guess everyone's just like, I literally work from home. I literally don't go anywhere.
Yeah, people are being safe. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, and then I literally don't do anything. So like, who am I going to spread it to? I haven't gone around my parents. I feel fine. I've been like monitoring myself, obviously like a psychopath. Literally like taking my temperature and pulse ox every single day. And I even like socially distance myself from my friends at times. I'm sure they don't even, if they listen to this, they're going to laugh because they didn't even realize it. But I was just like in my head, like, I don't know. I'm so crazy, but like, and you know, what's sad is I had a hard time having fun.
Oh, I was going to ask. Really?
Yeah, I did. I did. I had a hard time having fun.
What were you worrying about there when you were in it?
Just watching my friends, seeing if anyone looked sick, just the thoughts of like, but then like I had a very, very, very long conversation with my maid of honor and it was kind of what you just said. And I was like, I feel like I don't know what to do. I was like, I just feel like, do I cancel? Like, do I figure out a way to cancel things? Like, I don't even know what I was saying to her. I just was having a moment. I think someone messaged me and said, just cancel it. It's just a wedding. Someone on Instagram messaged me that. And I was just like, really hurt by that. And I like went into a spiral and she was like, Taylor, she was like, if you think that this will be normal in a year, I mean, you're just hoping. Like you're hoping that it will be. And like, there was some like study done with the rate of vaccines going out and like how many people need to be vaccinated before like whatever. And I mean, it said like 300 more days. So minimum. And you know, and that's like, that's saying like this new variant, you know what I mean? There's so many things that could keep us from living our lives. You know what I mean? Like there's so many things that, at what point do you start living? At what point do you say, I can't sit at home? Like Allison, I felt like I didn't know how to socialize anymore. It was really, really sad. And I had worked so hard on my social anxiety that like it made me like, I got home Sunday and cried all day.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I was just like, I felt just so uptight the whole weekend. I felt like I didn't let myself have fun. I don't know. I was really, really sad that I was like, how is this like, I don't know. I felt like I'd worked so hard on my anxiety. And then it's like, of course, the worst thing that could ever happen, you know, like a global pandemic, you know? And so I felt like this whole last year, I didn't do anything. I really let the pandemic win, which like,
Yeah.
People would say like, oh my gosh, thank you for like saving lives by not doing anything. But it's also like taking your precautions. If you do go do something, stay home for 2 weeks after or go get tested after. Like, but don't, we can't isolate for who knows how long.
That is more of what I think mentally has been very, I mean, obviously if you struggle with health anxiety, there's a lot of stuff that comes up for you, you know, with a virus being around. But the isolation, like the human interaction.
Oh, my depression has gotten so, so bad.
I mean, there's so much there's research. I mean, if you're in isolation for so many days, like without any human contact, that you literally have psychosis that starts to happen. Your brain atrophies. I mean, there's studies that have been done about, you know, in jail, isolation units, right? Like solitary confinement, and why, you know, they used to not have any interaction at all for some people. And now it's right. Like they have right. to at least have an hour of human interaction because it can literally almost kill you. So it's like, but what did we have to do? I mean, you know, we had to preserve our health for a while. And
which they said, even the isolation, if you isolate too much, you can lower your immune system.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. Right. Like, and not touching people.
Yeah.
Like touching people, like hugs, being around, the energy, that's real. I mean, that, you know, that's a huge thing that's been going on that I don't think a lot of people have been talking about, just how difficult it is. And I don't care if you have social anxiety. I mean, I do care if you have it, but even with social anxiety, those people, it doesn't mean that they don't need other people or they don't want to be around people. It's something about those environments that make them feel anxious, but that doesn't mean that they don't want the company.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
But the exposure is so key to social anxiety, like putting yourself, and that's what had always helped me, is just keeping it going, like keeping the exposure going. And then like, honestly, sometimes I think it's so crazy how like things happen for a reason, you know? And like, I was thinking about this and I'm like, maybe like I was meant to get married during this time, because would I have ever pushed myself to go do anything?
Wow. That's a good way to look at it.
I really wonder what, like, I think about it and I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if I would have done anything, because I get comfortable too. Mm-hmm. I get comfortable with the routine. I'm content. I really don't need a lot of stimulation. Mm-hmm. And so, but maybe I'm just saying that to myself. Because it's comfortable. So it's just like, I feel like sometimes things are put into our lives to like, you know, just say like, let me take you out of your comfort zone. Let me like push you a little farther. And it's just, it's been a challenge for me, but I'm sure I'll look back on it and be like, I did it. And like, I'm thankful I did it. So yeah, my maid of honor she's a saint. She's talked me off a cliff like 17 times.
That makes me sad that you weren't able to enjoy yourself, because it looked like so much fun. Like, whoever put all that work into it, and you guys can check it out on her Instagram, on Taylor's Instagram, because the cowboy hats, I mean, how cute was all of that?
Who did that? See, that's what I'm saying. My maid of honor and I.
Oh my gosh, you guys are, it's seriously so
like
cute.
That was the most fun I had.
Oh, well, good.
Like I truly love like putting things together. I do. And I love the thought of like if there is, because I've had so many like COVID brides message me, and it's so sad because I get messages like this. This is how it starts off. Hey, fellow COVID bride here. And my heart just like breaks that like there's even a title, you know, like it's like, ugh. And so they'll be like, I had to cancel. Like I've had so many people be like, I had to cancel this. I had to cancel this. Luckily, we didn't have anything crazy planned because I know of some girls who were leaving the country.
And they were like, geez, I had like destination weddings. Oh God.
No, like destination bachelorettes, which I didn't even know was a thing, but like some people were going to Iceland, Mexico, and it was all paid for.
Paid for by who?
Like as in like they had all already paid for their stuff.
Oh, they already paid for it. That is an expensive bachelor. I mean, what? You're already paying for your wedding.
I know. Well, I hope the bride didn't pay for it all, but yeah, like all the girls' flights,
but
everything.
So they couldn't. Okay, so they couldn't, obviously. They couldn't travel.
But then stinks. I mean, then again, like you can't. Like, I mean, I know Florida is wide open. If you want to go club your little heart out, you can go club your little heart out in Florida.
Can I just tell you? Well, first of all, I'm going to Florida in 2 weeks, and I'm already like, we'll talk about like COVID anxiety.
Wait, what are you doing there?
I'm staying there for like 3 weeks. I'm working from there. My sister,
I feel like you always do that.
My sister's family and I are sharing a house. We just got a house down in like the Naples area of Florida, and we're just going to work from there for a little while.
Well,
just,
I mean, that's safe.
I mean,
you're
not
like
to remember
going clubbing.
Oh gosh, no. Well, this is what I was going to say about bachelorettes. The fun thing about being a bachelorette in your 40s, which is probably what I'm going to be, I'll say 40s, not 50s, but like, is literally the only thing I want to do for a bachelorette is probably get like 3 friends together and go to a spa for the weekend. That's literally all I want to do. I would like some champagne at some point, but I'm older, you know, I'm not going to a club. No one's going to a club right now. I mean, please don't. If you guys are thinking about it.
Have you not seen the videos in Miami?
Oh God, I don't want to. See, that's the thing. Like when I go to Florida, I mean, from what I know about the area I'm going to, they've been very protective. And I mean, also we're just going to stay at the house unless we walk around outside, but everything's outside. But yeah, I mean, listen, it's what's good is like you do still have options, even if you have to be a COVID bride, right? Like you just have to get creative, like other things now. You got to get creative. I need to see people right now. I'm going to go walk the mall with my mom with a mask on in like 10, in like an hour, you know, because we want to walk.
But you can't walk outside because it's so cold
in the mall.
It's like, weird. The weather's even been weird. Like it's 23 in Texas right now. What? Like we're supposed to get snow. Yeah. Things were canceled today. Like schools were canceled. You would laugh if you knew schools were canceled. Schools were canceled and there's no ice out.
Oh, you know why? You guys probably don't have heat in your buildings because it never gets that cold, does it?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, you do? Okay.
It's the roads. They're saying they could be potentially.
Okay. See, that's more, that's ridiculous.
Okay, but we're not used to it.
The roads. I mean, the heat thing I feel like is more of an explanation than roads that it's just cold out.
Okay, wait. There was 100 car pile up this morning.
Okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
Texas
people do not know how to handle it.
So tell me a little bit about now, where you go from now. When's your wedding?
It's March 13th.
Which is
30 days.
Exactly a month. Oh my gosh.
Exactly almost? 30 days. No, 30 days, literally.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So
that's why I was texting you and I was like, in 4 weeks, my life will be back and this podcast will be fine.
Oh my gosh.
I'm very sorry to everyone who likes to listen to this and feels like confused because I do too.
Don't worry. You'll be okay, you guys, without us for a little bit. That's how I feel with my book too, because in March, I'm going to be like freaking out. So 30 days. So how you can't, your bachelorette was a little bit anxiety provoking. And what do you think the next couple of weeks? How are you helping yourself get through this?
The good news is I've had a few friends who have had weddings and have gone to weddings. And even one girl went to a wedding at my venue 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago. And like nobody, no one's gotten COVID. There's been no, but it really, really hurts when people joke with me and they ask, how's your super spreader going? That hits a chord in me that is like, you don't realize like how much I'm already dealing with. And you saying that makes me just really not want to do anything and cancel it all. Like you don't realize how we should be more gentle during these times with people. Like, yeah, you might be joking, but I couldn't take more precautions for my wedding if I tried. Like my mom literally would not let me purchase. So I saw this thing where you could get red, yellow, or green wristbands. And like you put one on with how you feel about COVID. And my mom was like, you're not doing that. She was like, I'm not. Like if you really don't want anyone near you, you wear red.
Oh, interesting.
And
it's
like you're like,
okay.
If you want to be like within 6 feet, you wear yellow. And then if you literally do not care about COVID, you wear green.
So there would be like all the people with red wristbands just like being in the corner. Themselves in corners.
Right.
And then everyone else. God, that's interesting. Okay.
I mean, and I would have like six red ones on.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
But my mom said no. She said I'm not allowed to do that. So I was like, okay. But I got a ton of like sanitation stations. I changed my dinner to buffet plated so no one has to get up. I made all the tables with like seated with people who are like so everyone who's coming who's elderly has the vaccine, both of them. Is that not amazing?
Oh my gosh. Awesome.
It almost made me like cry. Like every single person who is vulnerable or has any type of.
That's good. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
And then a ton of people I know. So I also have a lot of nurse friends. They're all vaccinated. And a ton of people coming have already had COVID. Granted, you can still get it again. But like the point is like looking at the list, like going mm-hmm. through it. I'm super confident with like who's coming and like it. I'm just very happy that anyone who is susceptible to anything going super bad and you know, the list they put out there of like who is susceptible, they're all vaccinated. So that makes me happy. I got masks for everyone. I did these cute little favors that I hope no one listening will know about, but I got everyone like little customized hand sanitizers at their table.
Good.
I'm doing everything I can and that's all I can do. Like that's literally it. I just have to like good. If you show up, that's you wanting to come. You know, it's like there's no one I'm forcing to come, obviously. 100%. I have literally told people over and over, like, if you do not feel comfortable coming, do not come.
Right.
That is perfect.
Or if you don't feel good, please don't come.
Oh, I'm doing temperature checks at the front door. I'm trying to think of what else. We were going to do rapid testing, but it's so inaccurate. Like imagine my mom getting a false positive and she couldn't come in. So it just like, it freaked us out. We had two family friends get false positives and then they got the PCR and they were negative.
Yeah.
So it was like, I just couldn't imagine. Like I would literally care less about anyone being there, but my mom and dad, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, 100%. That would kill me.
And it's so, okay. This is your day. I mean, this is your... You know, you decide. This is something that you've been so overwhelmed with because of everything. Oh, and you know what? Like, just enjoy. Try to enjoy the day. Try not to make this day how your bachelorette party was.
COVID. I know.
Yeah.
And I'm really working on that. And you know what? Like, if I were to get COVID, like, you know, like, there's a reason. There's a reason for everything. And like, I'll be okay. Like, you know, I have to like keep telling myself that like, I'll be okay. Like, I'm doing all I can do. There's a reason that this is happening. There's a reason that I got engaged. You know what I mean? Like, there's a reason that it's not like I booked this venue during COVID. It's like, this was already booked. Like everything I believe everything happens for a reason. And like, I'm not going to let this, at least for the wedding, steal my joy.
I don't know whatever the reason is for any of the pain that happens in the world or any of the cancers or the viruses. I don't know what the reasons are for those things. I honestly don't even know if I could ever think of it. But what I do know is that it reminds me that life is very uncertain and that life is something to be valued because it's short. And I think if anything comes from what's going on in our world. Even before the pandemic, all of the pain and anything that just war, all of that stuff, you know, you have to take one day at a time, every day as it comes, and just recognize like what's important in your, like what is really important every day in your life.
Right. Right. And I feel like,
is it that new, like, you know, BMW you got the other day, or like that new Louis Vuitton purse, or is it, you know, that new house that someone bought before you because, you know, oh my gosh, I can't believe they moved. They bought a house and I'm just still sitting here in my apartment. No, none of that stuff freaking matters. No. Like literally. No. I'm thinking about myself though too, because sometimes I compare myself and I'm like, hi, I'm 40. Can I please buy something in my life? But honestly, I do not care. I am happy every day and I'm grateful that I have a couch to sit on and I have, you know, a bed to sleep in. Like,
no, things don't bring you happiness.
Perspective. And just perspective is maybe the reason for all of this. I don't know. Yeah. I don't like to think of a reason for people having pain, because I want no one to feel pain ever, but that's not realistic.
I think the other thing is like a lot of people message me and be like, it's such a common question and it's such a weird question, because it's like, I don't get what that means, but it's like, are you healed from anxiety? And I'm like, I'm healed from panic disorder. I don't have 15 panic attacks a day. Like, yes, like that's under control.
What does anxiety though mean? What do they mean? That's what I say. I'm like, what do you mean by that?
I think that everybody, and I hope everybody to some extent has fear of something. Like if you don't have fear of something, like you should get checked out, because we all worry. And like it's a human reaction, and it's normal
fear,
to worry.
Fear is an emotion. It's an emotion. Every single person has emotions.
Right. And I think sometimes I'll be like in my head, like, my anxiety is super under control, or I like to think it is, until like I think God's like, let me push you a little more, because I know you're not facing all your fears. I know you're not there yet, you know? And so I feel like this is just him being like, I can push you farther. Like, hang on. You got this. And
you got this.
And I think that's like, and like, you know, like flying to my maid of honor's wedding, like in September, that was another one of those, like, you got this, like all these things happening during the pandemic where like some people, you know, they have nothing going on. They're like, everything's canceled in my life, so I can just stay home. But I think God was like, you think you're doing good, but like, let me show you how good you can be. And so sometimes I have to like look at things as like, there's deeper fears than you realize. Like there's still things. Granted, I'm taking CBD oil like 6 times a day right now. Okay, that's exaggerating. Oh my gosh. like 5 times a day, but like if that's what I have to do, and that's okay too. Like if you're listening and you had to up your medicine dose, or you had to add on a medication or a supplement, start anything. If you had, yes. Anyone who's had to like make a change, it's not that you're doing worse. It's that we're all going through heavy, heavy stuff right now, and that's okay. But all of this heavy stuff is going to make us fearless for the future. We can handle anything.
Well, that's how I describe healing. As people are like, oh, have you healed yet? I'm like, well, I don't. Have I healed? I'm healing every single day. I'm healing right now talking to you. This is me healing. Right. I mean, this is literally me doing my work to heal, because every single day I'm striving to just try and heal myself.
Right.
And I think maybe people get that confused with cure. Like healing means that healed is like cured of something, and that's totally not what it means. But
I have control of my life. I can live every single day. I can, you know, like it's not like, yes, I do believe 100% you can get out of that debilitating, overly controlling, vicious panic attacks that happen nonstop all day long where you can't leave the house. Yes, life, anxiety doesn't have to control your life. Forever.
100%. It doesn't.
But like, Carrot, I never understand what that question is, what they're even asking or what they even mean. So, yeah, that's basically what I feel like. And I feel like sometimes you don't even realize how deep you're struggling with something until you face it head on. And you're like, holy, like, this is deeper than I realize. And like, I have to face it. And the second you face it, and the second that you get through it, you're like, I can do anything. Like, And that's how I felt with my anxiety in the past, is like a lot of people ask me like, what do I need to do? Like, what's the first step? And it's like, take the first step. And once you take that first step and you conquer that first step, you're like, holy, I am a bad A. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, I am a boss. Like, I can, if I could do that, what else am I capable of? It's just like,
I mean, that, yeah. Listen, you guys, we have all been surviving a pandemic for almost a year. Like, yeah. Could you imagine ever being able to say that about yourself? Like, I survived a pandemic. Maybe you guys even survived COVID. Maybe you've had it and you survived. I mean, we're surviving every day. I think that's what's important. You wake up every morning. I woke up. I'm breathing right now.
Right.
You know, I'm breathing today. Tomorrow, I'm not even going to think about, because today is where I am today.
Right.
You just focus on that. So I really appreciate you sharing your journey, though, with us, Taylor, because I want you to talk to the brides listening, but I just seen that you've been overwhelmed, and I feel like there's a lot of people that could have related to you.
Yeah. And thank you so much for, I almost said so nice. Thank you so much for being so understanding, and like, it'll all pass. It'll all be good. But to all my COVID brides out there, I mean, I know a lot of you guys message me. You're not crazy for being scared of marriage in the first place. And you're not crazy for being scared of marriage during a COVID pandemic. But yeah, exactly. I've even had a bunch of you guys message me and be like, I was so worried about my wedding and it happened last weekend. And I'm so happy that like, I didn't change a thing. And like, I just want to give you hope. Like, y'all's messages mean more than you realize. And we'll get through this. We all will. And we all have things going on. It's more than just weddings. Like, there's so many events. Like,
right. Yeah.
So many milestones. Like,
only a couple more months till summer, you guys, if you're living in the United States. If you're in Australia, I think it's going to the winter. But
I thought you said, oh, I thought you were about to say only a couple more months of COVID, guys.
Now. Like,
Allison?
Till summer, spring or summer, at least for me, that's like,
yeah,
pandemic or not, especially now, knowing that spring is on the horizon and I can be outside and even just sit in the grass by myself and just have the sun beat on me. That's like a healing in and of itself right there.
You know? I'm so excited you're getting to go to Florida too. That'll be nice.
Yeah, I'm going to take you all with me. Follow me along. I'm going to show you my Insta, my Instagram. 2 weeks.
Oh, tomorrow. Oh my gosh, that'll be amazing.
I'm driving down there.
Yeah, you did this before.
It was so fun. I love it. Road trips. Whoop.
You did this before.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, if you have any questions or you're like getting married or anything, you can always message me and I'm here. I know I'm sorry to everyone who's like, your stories and posts have like, where have you been? And I'm like, I'm trying. I like literally got on the other day and I hadn't posted a post in 5 days. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't even think of the last time I did that. I was like, that's crazy. So I'm getting back on it. I know. It's all good.
All
it's
all good. We all understand. And this
all
is
good.
Life. You have a lot of things happening in the next couple of weeks. And we're going to try. We got this episode. We'll keep you guys posted on, you know, we're going to be doing more episodes. I mean, we're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
It just might not be like every single Wednesday at midnight again because we have things.
Literally.
Happening. But a couple months will be fine.
So anyway, let us know what you would like to see another episode on. Rate us and give us a good rating because we're trying.
Oh, we always forget to put this at the beginning.
I know.
We do like
I know.
To say, please rate and review and subscribe if you haven't, because that's. Honestly, this podcast is going to really reach a lot of other people that might really benefit from it that have anxiety or struggle with mental health. And we really want to get the word out to make sure that everyone feels like they're not alone in all of this. So please rate and leave a review. If you can leave a written one and subscribe, that'd be great.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
All right. Happy healing, everyone.
Bye.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.